Hello, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Coughing a Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you about I Am. I Am. And before I do, I want to let you guys know right now, all of our courses that we have, our schools have been phenomenal. We have sold thousands of our courses. Even till this very moment I'm speaking to you, we are selling even another course. It's amazing. Through all the prophetic courses we offer, all the different schools we offer, from the financial arena to the prophetic arena, the mental, you know, thing about the thoughts in the brain, schools, all these different things, the dreamers, the seers, all this stuff. But I have great news. We have three more. I've been working on three new schools the past couple of months, and I am excited. And we're going to put one out at a time when we get them. But check this out. The brand new school that will be relaunched and released next month, get ready for this one, is going to be the School of the Law of Attraction. And the reason why I'm doing a School of the Law of Attraction is because I am taking biblical foundational principles all through the Word, many of these things you've never heard before in Scripture. And I'm going to prove to you and show you exactly the power of God upon His Son Jesus, upon so many other apostles, disciples, men and women of God in the Old Testament, so many people actually through the Bible that knew this secret, knew this power that God entrusted, that out of the heart the mouth speaketh. And yet the issues of the heart, guess what, begins to manifest in your reality. You guys are going to be shocked and amazed when this school comes out. So many people have asked me, almost borderline begged, please put out a school dealing with this universal principle, this kingdom powerful principle that rotates around creation, that everybody really functions at a level either they understand or they don't understand. But guess what? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And this is the school that thrills me, and I'm thrilled to be able to put this out. I'm honored to the things God's given me concerning this school. It is going to be deep, folks. This school is going to be deep, revelatory, and we're going to go from all different dimensions and sides of what this means and how it means, the do's and don'ts, all of this. You guys are going to love this school. Another school putting out actually is going to be a brand new one on the prophetic. Brand new school on the prophetic. It'll be our third course as of today of the prophetic, and this is going to take a totally different turn and curve in the prophetic realm. Another one we're going to put out soon is another one about becoming a leader, School of Leadership. School of Leadership, how to become a personal leader, which means not just a leader in the church, but a leader, a personal leader in your own life, in your own sphere of influence, with your job, your family, everything else. I've incorporated a lot of different principles from the Scriptures dealing with you being a leader. Did you know everybody is a leader? You know, even though you're not recognized in the spotlight as being a leader, everybody has leadership potential, and everybody has that DNA of God in them to be a CEO of something spiritually and even something naturally. And I'm going to tap into that leadership role of what a leader does and does not do within his life. The other one that we're going to put out down the road is a new one actually on money, another school on money, because I have one of them now called the School of Mental Economics, and it's powerful. It has changed lives. I encourage people to this very day to get the school. So get ready, folks. We've got a lot of things coming. A lot of things. I have two more books and ebooks coming out next month. So a lot of fresh, brand new, cutting edge product coming out from myself and so many others in this next month. So get ready. All right. Now today I want to talk to you about the I Am, because of the fact a lot of us don't understand exactly what it means when I say I Am. You know, the Scripture makes it very plain that even with the day of Moses, when God said, you know, to Moses, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Pharaoh and you're going to proclaim, I am that I am sent you. You're going to proclaim the power of the I am to Pharaoh. Why is that? Because God wanted Moses to begin to connect with himself as I am that I am. The I am-ness of who you are actually brings you to a place of no longer being tossed to and fro by everyone of doctrine, but it pulls you into the play of understanding exactly who you are in your wholeness and your complete form. You know, I even talk about, in one of my CDs I put out with the School of Law of Attraction, it's actually called I Am, and it says, I Am is the attraction. You're going to love this CD. I Am is the attraction. Because when you come into the place, now when I say higher self, once again, many of you are going to say, ooh, what do you mean when you say the higher self of who we are? It sounds like it's this or that. Let me tell you something, folks. Let's move over into sonship. Get away from being childish and religious and trying to be theologically correct, because I'm more concerned with being God correct. I'm more concerned with being God correct than I am a theology dealing with what man has created and functioned outside of even the Word of God. So I'm not concerned about being theologically correct. I'm concerned with being God correct. Now, I know there's a lot of amens out there for many of you guys out there. So when we're dealing with the I am, we're dealing with what? We are dealing with Moses saying, I am that I am. He continues to say, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Because when you begin to connect with the I amness of who you are, so I said earlier, higher self, what does that mean? What does it look like? What does that mean when I say higher self of who you are? Is the authentic, real, genuine, true person you're called to be. Let me put it to another way. Not really a person. You're not really actually a quote-unquote person. You're actually a spirit who has been called in this natural realm because we don't know exactly what to call us because we're spirits having a human experience and this body flesh seems to get in the way sometimes. Well, guess what? We call it a person. We say we are people. We call us human beings. When in the days of Genesis, guess what happened? God called Adam mankind and Adam means mankind, so therefore it's mankind. So we broke it down to call ourselves people and then a person. And so really in reality, what we are is in essence is spirit having a human experience, the unlimited side of who we are. So when I say connect with your higher self, what does that mean? Is it some kind of spooky spiritual voodoo new age? No, not at all, folks. Sonship understands the higher self of who you are. That's why, let me ask you a question. That's why when we say body, soul, and spirit, when I say I'm three-dimensional, when I'm a three-dimensional person, how come we don't, you know, freak out on that issue? How come we don't, you know, get spooky on that issue? Why? Because guess what? You are a three-dimensional person. You're a body, soul, and spirit. So when I say higher self, connect with the authentic self of who you are. It disconnects you. Listen to me now. The higher self, which is the true essence of spirit in you, having a human experience, like Paul said, and the Apostle Paul, guess what that does? That causes a detachment to come to you from the ego, the lower I, the me, the pride, the I'll do this, I'll show you, I'll be better than you, I'll have more money than you. It disconnects us. There's a detachment that takes place from the lowercase I in us when we begin to connect with the higher self, the true capitalization of the I in us, which is I am. When I say I am, I'm automatically connecting, not disconnecting, but connecting with the wholeness of who God created me to be. So when I sit here and I say, you know what? Hey, how many of you out there have ever said, I need to get in my right mind. Too many things are going on. I need to get in my right mind. You know what you're saying yourself? You're saying, I don't have time to be tossed to and fro by all these different winds of doctrines and everything else people bring to us. I need to connect back to the real, authentic me. Get my mind back in correct order and manner. In other words, what you're saying is this. I need to get in the mind of Christ. I need to get into the mind of God to start acting like I was created to act like. And that is, I am wonderfully and fearfully created, so I need to start being the person I was created to be. So, knowing that, we have to learn to attach ourselves to who we really are. And I like to call it, I love to call it higher self. You know why? First of all, because it trips people out. Second of all, I like to call it higher self because guess what? There's a lower self and a higher self to you. You mean prove it to you? Jesus himself, Paul himself, so many others, you know, there's a phrase in the New Testament of Scripture that says what? Pressing towards the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. If there's a high call, there's a low call. Guess what? You're three-dimensional person. I'll give you a little hint concerning this part of the school of the law of attraction. Dealing with the I amness. You know what, that when you have a brain, many people say, yeah, I have one brain. No, you don't. You actually have three brains. It's a scientific proof. You can Google it. You can call your doctor. You can talk to scientists, anything you want to, and they will prove to you and tell you, you actually have three brains wrapped up into one brain. And the lower part of the brain, there's three dimensions to the brain. The lower part of the brain is actually called the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is literally what cold-blooded animals have. It's where your anger, your strife, your defense mechanism, all that stuff comes out of play. So when someone comes to me and says, you know, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm jealous, I'm gonna get my revenge, you know, I've been rejected, so my defense goes up, instantly you're moving out of your reptilian brain. And that's why David in the book of Psalms says, man at his best is nothing but a beast. Look it up for yourself. David, psalmist, said, man at his best is nothing but a beast. You know why? Because when you act with that type of rage, you're moving into your cold-bloodedness. You're moving into your reptilian brain, which is that defense mechanism, that hateful, vengeful meanness that you act in. Guess what else moves into that reptilian brain? Pride. Ego. So guess what happens? When you move in the sense of ego and pride and everything else, you're moving into the lowercase I. Guess what God says? Get out of that antichrist mentality. Move on over into the higher self, the true, authentic you that I've created you to be, which is get into the mind of God, because in the place of your wholeness is where you will be complete and not lacking in anything, because when you're whole, folks, you'll be at peace. Peace means what? Nothing missing, nothing broken. I'll tell you something, what I've realized in my life. So many people will persuade you and talk to you, especially a lot of prophetic people out there. If they see things as black and white, hot or cold. Let me tell you something. I've reached a place in my life where I've realized I can't afford to listen to what everybody else tells me to talk about, to preach on, to discuss. I have to move in my own call. And guess what? If I move in that type of call, what everybody else moves into, there's a cliche. There is a pattern in the prophetic move of certain prophets, and that is they see things black and white. They call it like it is. They do this, they do that. They got to speak out, speak up. Let me tell you something. I break that pattern in Jesus' name. That is not true, because the New Testament prophet moves differently. And where am I going with all this? Because I got to move out of my reptilian brain like that, and that is the pattern of trying to be like everyone else, the pattern of trying to act like what a prophet is perceived to act like. I break that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk and teach and be who I am and talk about the message that God's put in my spirit. And not everybody needs to move out in some kind of behavioral pattern that is not proven that ever the people tell you to move into. So guess what, folks? Set yourself free today. Set yourself free to be I am. To be the whole you, the complete you. You know what makes you is your uniqueness. You know what makes you is your personality. The same God-given creative ability that He took His time to make your uniqueness and make your character and make your personality, He loves that about you. And if you try to get in some stupid behavioral pattern of what prophets are quote-unquote supposed to act like, or what you're supposed to act like as a daughter, or you're supposed to act like as a mother or a husband or a father or a pastor, many pastors out there, they're puppets, because their people begin to control them and tell them what to be and how to act. You know what, folks? Break out of all that stuff. What's important is that you begin to be you. Be you. Be unique. People always tell me, as a prophet, you're just too soft-hearted. You're too loving. And you know what I tell people? I say, how can you be too loving? It's who I am. I will not change for you, and I will not change and bow to what you perceive out of your limited perception I'm supposed to be. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be me, because there's a true, authentic I am that makes me whole and complete, and it brings peace to me. And when I move in my unique call and be who I am, I move out of that reptilian brain. I have competition, of jealousy, of trying to mold me to be what somebody else wants me to, and I move into the higher part of the brain, which is the presence of peace, which is the authentic me that God's created me to be. So today, folks, move in the I am of who you are. You know what? God's name is I am. When you say I am that, you're saying I am that. I am saying I am that what? That anything I need to be. I am all things, but yet nothing. I'm everything, but yet I'm nothing. What does that mean? It means that in God, in knowing that I'm spirit having a human experience, it means that I have everything in my life I've always needed. Everything I ever think I need, I already possess. Knowing that concept, I can look myself in the mirror and say, I am. And what I'm doing is I'm not only calling upon the name of the Lord, and the Bible says that you shall be saved, because that's the name of God is I am, but it also stands me at a place of no longer being at that place of saying, I will become, one day I will get there, or I used to be this, I'm trying to get back there. No, I don't care about the past and the future. But Jesus said, let tomorrow take care of itself. I'm concerned with being the I am, with being who I see myself in the mirror to be right now, in this state of a contentment, in the state of awareness, in the state of peace, in the state of this now moment is only where I can be I am. I am is a present tense word. It's a now word. It's, guess what? Let me put it to another way. It's a now me. And it should be a now you. When you look at yourself and say, you take a deep breath and you say, you know what? I am. I am. then you know what you do? You shut out everything in your life you're trying to work hard to become. You shut out everything else in your life, what you used to come from and what you used to do in your life. You shut all that junk of working out, working this, and trying to compete and trying to catch up, and you leave all that junk behind. And you realize, in this moment, I am whole and complete, and I lack in nothing. I have all sufficiency in all things right now. I'm not becoming that. I am it right now. So right now, to yourself, look in the mirror. Say out loud when you get alone, to where nobody will think you're crazy, and just say, I am. I am. And then take a deep breath. That's who God created you to be. Nothing more, nothing less. He doesn't require for you to be anything. He doesn't require for you to not be anything. He wants you just to learn to be the authentic, unique, powerful you. And I have news for you, folks. When you truly move in the I am-ness of who you are, guess what you do? You attract things into your life like you've never known before. You will attract anything in your life that will complement you. Listen to me now. Your problem is not, I'm in need. You don't understand. I have no money. You don't understand. I don't have the right job. You don't understand. No, I do understand. Been there, done that. What you don't get is what I did not get, and what I'm still learning to this very day. And that is that when I declare I am, that I declare I'm whole, I declare I have everything in my life I've ever dreamed or imagined possible. It's buried inside of the treasure of my earthen vessel. And anything that comes into my life that I think out of the power of illusion, which will birth forth the power of delusion in your life, that I feel I need because I've got to have more money. You don't realize. You don't understand. No, I do understand. I need more money. I need this now. No, hold on a minute. You're trying to pull something in the future by pulling it into your now moment, but you're not being in the now. You're putting yourself in the future, trying to grab something to bring it back into the now. And you know what you're doing? You're messing yourself up because you're truly not living in the now. And you will literally bring a delusion upon you. No, no, no. Live in this now moment. Be in this now moment. Comfort yourself in this now moment. Strengthen yourself in this now moment because you already are strong. You know, the Bible says, when I am weak, then am I strong. How on earth, what does that mean, God? When I am weak, then am I strong? Because then I am strong. When I am weak, see, here's the situation. Don't declare you're weak in your I am-ness, because I am-ness cannot connect with that weakness. I am only connects to wholeness and completion. I am only connects to the strength that's been given to you since the day you were born. The I am-ness speaks of, in this now moment, I am complete and whole. And anything and everything else along the path and the journey of my existence will only complement me, only be an overflow, but it truly can never complete who I am. And trust me, folks, when you get that revelation, guess what will happen? You'll see the power of God flow in you like you've never known before. You will see the Holy Spirit begin to flood into your life, and you'll see things being added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Well, does it make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense to the natural mind to say, but I need things. So if you need things, you seek out the things you need. That makes more sense. But it didn't say that in the scriptures. It says, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So in other words, the things you're looking for, you don't seek the things. So let me put it to you another way. You've got to redefine it. You have to change your stinking thinking and start getting over to realizing that if I connect with the higher me, if I connect with the I am of God, the God in the heavens, the almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent God of the heavens, if I connect to His kingdom, His work, His presence, His power, His love, His heart, when I connect to that dimension, that personality, that relationship, then guess what? The other things that are way over here I'm not even really focusing on is automatically going to be added to me. Why? Because I focus on the I am. Did you just get that? I focused on the calling upon the name of the Lord and I shall be saved moment. I connected with the He's my ever-present help in time of trouble. The ever-present part of God, His name is I Am. So I connected in my now moment with Him. I don't come to Him, you know, boldly and then all of a sudden shift my boldness into a pleading moment, begging moment. Why me? How come everybody else has this? How come I don't have this? What's going on, God? Oh my goodness, have you turned your back on me? And see, you work yourself up into a frenzy. And before long, you don't even know half the time if you even know God. You don't even know who you are because you've disconnected, you have detached yourself from the I Am, and you've shifted yourself. What happens when you beg to God? This is what some of you need to set you free. What happens when you beg God? Oh God, I need this. You're connecting with your past. Oh God, I need that. What do you need? You're connected to your past because God says, I don't see that. In my I Am-ness, in my now moment, knowing Spirit is always eternal and Spirit is always now, God looks at us as already being fulfilled and satisfied and complete. He already sees us because He sees the ending from the beginning. He says, call those things that be not as though they were. He already sees us and He's already attached, so to say, and connected to the finished work of who you are, the awesome work. And guess what He does? He's the only one. He's the only one that can bring the futuristic you, so to say, because he lives in a timelessness dimension, the futuristic you in your time frame and bring the future you into this now moment. And so in our now moment, when we finally connect in the I Am-ness of who I am with the I Am of who God is, instantly at that moment, I can see myself in a mirror already complete and whole. Are you with me? Why? Because his viewing of us is always now. And so He doesn't say, I'm going to go into the future. I'm going to take the futuristic you and show you the outcome of your life. He doesn't do that. You know why? Because He's always in the now. He's always in the past and the future to God is always now. So God sees you now in your time frame of the finished work. But in your time frame, He's going to take the future you and bring you into the now. I know that sounds like a tongue twister, but that's how God operates. And so only God has the power to step out of a now dimension, a timeless dimension, so to say, and get into our lives in this time frame and say, let me give you a preview of what you will become and what you will look like. But in order to get a hold of that, you have to step back into me, into the I Am of who I am, and you're going to have to pull it into your now moment because that's only how I see it. So if you want to see like God sees you, if you want to connect to His view, to His visual and to His hearing and to His thoughts, you're going to have to connect with Him on His level. And that's why He says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Because you're disconnecting to the thought process of how He thinks. How He thinks is now. So right now, just to mess you up even worse, in right now's moment, in this now moment, He's still connecting and tying to Adam in this now moment. God doesn't look and say, oh, let me think, is it 7,000 years ago or was it 6,000 years ago? No, I can't remember. It's been so long ago. God doesn't do that. God is in this now moment still connecting to Adam, still walking with Adam in the cool of the day right now, and yet at this present now moment, He's talking to you, and His reality is in your now moment, and yet He's going to talk to your great-great-grandson right now in this now moment. That might blow your mind, but that's the awesomeness of who God is. He's a God that lives in the now, and the past, present, and future is all one big wrapped-up now moment. That way He can give you His full attention. He can give Adam's full attention, Moses' full attention, and guess what? Your great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter, grandson's full attention, all of it right now. Now that blows our mind. That's why God says, if you want to connect with me, get into the I Am. Be your I Am in this now moment where your wholeness and your completion is, and then you'll be able to no longer look in a glass darkly or dim, but you'll see me face to face. In other words, at the moment you're seeing God dark and dim, but when you shift into the now moment, when you shift into the I Am-ness of who you are, then what happens is then and only then do you really, quote unquote, I don't like to use the word connect with God because you're always connected to Him, but for lack of better words, is when you truly are aware and connected in that shifting moment of understanding and seeing Him high and lifted up. And because as the I am, and then the I amness of him connects to the I amness of you, and bam, guess what? Then time shall be no more for you. And you realize every now moment that you live from this day forward, guess what begins to happen? You begin to walk in awareness, you begin to be thankful for the things of your now moment, and the moment 5 seconds goes by, the moment 5 minutes ago goes by, guess what? You've already given praise for it, and it's already dead. It's already covered and buried because it no longer exists. And the now moment sets you free constantly. The now moment constantly sets you free because you're connected in that power of the I amness of God. Now, I want to share something with you too. If many of you want to know more about this type of teaching, I have several CDs that will really help you to live this life. And I'm telling you right now, folks, I have thousands and thousands of listeners on this broadcast, even our videos and our videos broadcast as well. And through all the people, I can tell you something. This is not a faith thing for me, folks. I'm not telling you something by faith that I'm not living out. It has not been my experience. And you know what? I honor those who can only speak by faith right now of maybe saying, you know, we have money or we've experienced this devastation, and yet also we've experienced the joy that comes from the devastation, or maybe how to line yourself up in the now moment. Never done it, but hey, you know what? I'm going to teach it by faith. That's not who I am. I've always told people, if I teach something, I'm going to teach it from my experience, because that's what you deserve. You deserve someone to teach you from an experience that they can honestly say, I haven't just been there, I am there now, and I'm experiencing it now, and you deserve that. It's easy to speak things by faith and teach things by faith, because I can bring up an elaborate sermon from things I've never experienced and make it sound so far out there that guess what, it's unreachable for all of us. But I don't want to do that. I'd rather speak into your life of my own personal experience to say, folks, listen, I know what I'm talking about. This message set me free. It taught me and it trained me how to be the me that God created me to be. Nothing more, nothing less. I honor people who speak into my life, but ultimately, guess what? I have to cipher through all the stuff, all the good and the bad, to decide and determine what it is that can only complement who I already am. Because any conversation you have with somebody, if you become that conversation, you've lost yourself in the mix of someone else's talk, and you lose yourself. Never give enough power, that much power, to someone else's conversation that they woo you over and you become that conversation. And you alter who you've been created to be. Never do that. You stand whole and tall and complete. Not proudful in a worldly way, but proudful in the way that you know I'm fixed, I'm rooted and grounded, and I will not be moved and I will not be shaken. That conversations can only complement me, but they truly can never alter my existence and my wholeness of my life. So if you want to know more about that, I have 3 CDs I would love to offer to you. I'm not even going to tell you what they are, because they're powerful and we can bring them to you. So I'm going to go ahead and tell my staff right now after this broadcast, these are these 3 CDs. If someone calls in, then you know what? We'll offer these 3 CDs to them. But I want you to be able to find the place in your heart to ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find today. So if you want to know more about these type of topics that I'm talking about, give us a call right now at the office. 205-362-7133. 205-362-7133. And when you do, what we will do is I'll go ahead and tell my staff, offer these 3 teachings to them so they can dissect it and figure it out. Also, you can get these on the website as well. So call us. We'll tell you the titles. We have 3 new ones we just put out. One which is right now outside of the School of Law of Attraction. But once it's gone, I'm going to put it in the school, and you can never order it again from our website. Okay? And that's going to only give you 2 days right now to order it. It's called I Am is the Magnet. I Am is the Magnet of Your Attraction. The next one is Do You Believe You Can? The next one is Prophecy Opens You Up. Let me tell you two again. Prophecy opens you up. Do you believe you can? I am is the magnet. Those are 3 new ones as well that I have on the website. You can call in to find out the other 3, and you can order those 3 if you want to from the website and or calling in at 205-362-7133. Give us a call, order the CDs and today, or the MP3s, And this week, until the next broadcast, have an amazing, amazing day. Live in this powerful moment. You will never have this moment again. It will never be offered to you again, so enjoy it. God bless you.